Welcome to Botches Off-Road. Join us as we talk about everything from gear reviews to trail stories, tent camping to rock landing, and all things to do with the outdoors. Yeah, so Gavin went camping.
Yep. I went camping.
Yep, and I didn't. I stayed here at home with baby birds.
I went camping in your yard. Oh. In his yard.
I didn't even yard camp. Like, I just...
I mean, think about it. You did the equivalent to, like, RV campers camp.
Like camping in my bedroom?
In your house. Yeah. Same thing. Can't get it down a trail. Sure.
Like, yeah. You can sleep in an off-road truck, but you can't off-road a house.
Yeah, so I left Wednesday morning at about 7, and... We were a little late. I was trying to get up there earlier, but that's okay. We left and took the 4-hour drive or so. I think it was, 4 hours to Sault Ste. Marie. Did the whole bridge thing. Bridge is beautiful. Freighters were on it. I yelled and beat my wife because she didn't take enough videos and pictures of us crossing the bridge. You know, typical stuff FJ drivers do.
Did you have a barbecue stain on your shirt?
No. Just pasties.
Okay. All right.
No, but so all we right. got the Sault Ste. Marie, and we could have just made the trip all the way up to Vermilion Point where I was heading, but I actually saw a place on YouTube, and I wanted to go check it out. It was a pasty place in the Sioux. So we stopped there. The pasty place opened at 11. We got there at 10:58. Sat around at the front door and pet this random dude's dog was walking by until the door opened and went in. They already had a couple people there because apparently they didn't know that they opened at 11, so they were already selling pasties. And the owner, like, greeted me as soon as I opened the door. And I was like, oh, my God, you're just like the video. Like, it was crazy. Because, like, there's a guy named Peter Santiello or Santanego or something like that. He goes around and does, like, reviews of cities and, like, but real reviews. Like, he goes and just talks to people. Yeah. And he's like, well, how do you like this? And what do you not like about it? And he did this place. Guy's got, like, 4 million subscribers on YouTube. And they were blew up ever since that guy left. Like, he came in 3 weeks ago. He uploaded the video. They've been selling out before Wednesday. Like, constantly. So, which is great for them because they deserve it. Yeah, I mean, it's a beautiful, beautiful spot. You walk in, it's like walking into your grandmother's house, like in the early 2000s.
I'd hope not.
Well, maybe not yours, but you have, like, the old sweet grandmother, the wood panel siding, the Christmas stuff.
Oh, yeah, no, that's totally how my grandma's was.
Yeah.
And then she'd beat us.
Yeah. Good. You deserved it.
Probably.
You still didn't straighten out, God damn it. But yeah, they had like this old tube TV with like old cowboy show on. Like it was like stepping back into like time. It was so cool. Then the other room, they had like an old couch and like the old like Nintendo 64 with Duck Hunter on, an army cot in the corner.
Wait. Duck Hunter was never on N64.
Well, like, they had the Duck Hunter, like, on the, like, they had, like, a cartridge thing, and...
So, NES, not N64?
I don't know, dude.
It was an old Nintendo,
okay? I didn't even play those old things until later in life.
Gavin, have you, just out of curiosity, since you seem so enamored with this, have you been in my guest bedroom?
Which one? The one with the Coke stuff?
No, that's not a guest bedroom. The other one.
That looked like a guest bedroom to me.
There's nothing in it. It's an empty room.
Yeah, that's what I'm used to in a guest bedroom.
Oh, my God. No, so the other one is, we call it the 2000s room. There's nothing in it that was made after 2006. And it's got a Sony Trinitron... I don't remember which one. It's a 1080p tube TV, and it's got an iMac G2 on furniture that is very clearly early 2000s.
Huh. No, I haven't.
It's really cool.
Yeah, I'll have to check that out sometime. But no, it was just really cool. Like they made it really homey. It was like a mix of like an old Canadian hockey grandmother's house. It was just really cool. You walk in, that you know, they're a little bored with all the pasties on there, and I was like, I wanted chicken. They were sold out of chicken already on Wednesday, and I was like,
dude. So you were trying to get a chicken pasty?
Yeah. I mean, I typically get beef, but the guy was saying that the chicken ones were really good, so I wanted to try that.
Did you call them pasties while you were there?
No, they're pasties.
Okay.
I don't call them pasties.
You did. That's why I was questioning.
I go back and forth. It's like tomato, tomato. Sometimes I switch it up. But no, I call them pasties.
Okay.
Pasties are
just
those
making
little
sure.
Nipple tassel things.
That's why I was confused about your chicken pasties.
Yeah, chicken pasties. Well, chickens do have breasts. They do need paste. But
they don't have nipples.
Well, have you checked?
Yes.
So you checked?
That's my job.
Nipples? That's crazy.
That's my part of my job. Yeah. You gotta check the breast of birds and make sure it's healthy.
Oh,
and I'm pretty sure if there were nipples there, that would be an unhealthy bird.
I don't know. I wouldn't define it as healthy. So they were sold out of chicken pasties. There you go. And they had beef, spicy beef, and triple berry. And very, very interested in the triple berry. So I got one of those and a spicy beef. Yeah.
A berry pasty?
Yes. It's basically like, you know, the pasties got like the flaky, buttery crust. You have, imagine triple berry like pie filling inside of that. Oh my God, dude. This was the best dessert I think I have ever tasted in recent.
Inside, it was the pie filling was inside the what?
The pasty.
Okay.
Stop trying to get me.
No, you said pasty.
Let me be me. Peacock, let me fly.
But, no, that sounds interesting. Was there raspberry in it?
I don't know. It was triple berry. I didn't ask him which berries were in. I just ordered it.
I would hope that there were no raspberries because I want to try it. And that sounds terrible if there's raspberries.
Dude, it was so good. It was so good. And I didn't know it, but each one of the pasties has a defining like shape of dough on the top.
Uh-huh.
One, like the regular ones, is the Upper Peninsula shape. It's just like a cutout. I have it on my Instagram if you want to like back check it. And then on the triple berry one, I think it's a heart. The spicy beef one is like a little fire symbol. So that's like how they tell which is which. And so we ordered that. We talked to the owner. The owner was super, super nice. He said that ever since that Peter Santinello guy came in, they've been selling out like crazy. They haven't been able to keep them on the shelves. People are ordering like 15, 20 at a time. And it's really cool to see because, like, they obviously deserved it. They're, like, really nice people. The guy's super genuine. And if I ever go to the UP, we will be making a stop there every time on the way up. The pasties are good. The triple berry pasty is, like I said, in my honest recent memory, I have not had a better dessert. So I will be eating that every time.
But that's not on the way. Like, this place sounds amazing, but that's not on the way. Sault Ste. Marie is like 2 hours out of the way.
It's 1 hour out. And it's still
so when you come back,
it's just a different route, right? Like, so instead of like cutting,
you have to go, you have to go north. You have to go northeast to then go west.
It's worth it.
Northwest. It's literally the opposite direction of.
It's worth it.
I'm sure it is. It sounds delicious. I'd love to go.
And then just more of like to support the people that deserve it because not a lot of people get the support they need to.
And you're not kidding. It is almost a military cot. It looks like It's an off-brand one. It doesn't have the right frame, but it's pretty close.
Yeah, I mean Jasper wood one. They're old wooden rocking horse.
Like, no, the cot isn't wood. It's got aluminum.
Okay,
but
yeah,
it's kind of like the one that your brother folded in half.
That was so funny.
Yeah, that was hilarious.
Felt bad for him. That was funny.
It was amazing. But just a fun place. So we chopped up that. We got back in the truck, went back on that hour drive. Met Mike and Melissa at Andrus State Park, where we aired down. And then we took the trails all the way to our camp spot. We got there. It was super rainy, super windy, and super nasty. The whole area that we were planning to camp at was pretty wet, and we didn't really know if that was going to be our spot, to be honest. We were kind of like, I don't know. So we kind of sat there. I talked to Derek a little bit, and I was like, yeah, that's going to be it. And I'm like, all right. So we kind of waited for a break in the rain. We had a like nice break in the rain. I jumped out with Sienna. We tried to get the tent open. As soon as we opened the tent up, started raining again. So we packed the tent back in real quick, flipped it upside down so it didn't get wet on the inside, waited again for the next break, and then finally came back out, did all that, got the tent up, then it started downpouring. So the first day there kind of sucked, like, all honesty. Like, I was like, dude, that by the end of the first day, I was like, I don't even know if I want to be here. Like, we got through the first day. The second day, I was like, yeah, hopefully this will be better. The rain cleared up. I was like, oh, sweet. But then the wind picked up. So the wind was like at like 15 to 20 mile an hour wind, which was already starting to buckle the tent. Not like fully, but it was starting to push the tent. I don't think it was accurate. The wind felt a lot stronger. But so that was fun. We still made some food, tried to set up some stuff. Wind died down for a little bit, kicked back up, and then kicked their little, it's kind of like the gazebo you guys have for like the bugs and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That big one.
Yeah.
The wind kicked that up the dune. So we had to go chase that down, bring it back. And yeah, so second day, not all that great. It kind of calmed down a little bit at night. And that's when a lot of the other guys got there. So they all got there, and I kind of helped them pack up because they got there late. Like, Derek got there at like 10:30, 11. And So I helped him get his big-ass trailer unloaded and stuff, get his big-ass rooftop tent unfolded. And then I pretty much went to bed. We got up in the morning, no wind, nothing. It was just nice and sunny, perfect weather. Everybody's like, oh, man, this is great. I'm like, fuck you guys. This is horrible the first 2 days. So we chilled out for a little bit. We kind of, that whole Friday was just a chill day for everyone anyway. So, like, we were all kind of just relaxing. We decided to go out and do some trails. So we went and did some trails. And one of the guys, before everybody else showed up, Bill, Wild Bill, he came a little earlier, and he ended up getting stuck with his Sequoia in his trailer in some of the sand traps. So I had to take the FJ and go and yank him out. So we hooked up the kinetic rope to him, yanked him, and then as soon as I yanked him, my truck started acting weird. And
oh no,
yeah, like I started getting like my battery symbol started flashing a little bit, my power started going down a little bit. And this is after like we did some trails and stuff during the day. We had some deep water crossings that we almost didn't make it out of, so I thought maybe my alternator had died and it was finally just catching up to me. So yeah, my voltage started dropping. Like, I started going down to like the 12s, and it would like jump back. And it was only after I pulled Bill out, though, So, like, I couldn't figure it out. I kept pulling him down the trail to get him out of the second sand trap. We disconnected, finally got him into camp, and all of a sudden the truck started working fine. And I'm like, okay, I don't really understand what's going on there. Kind of, like, sent a message to everybody, waiting for people to, like, brainstorm an issue. Everybody else just agreed and thought it was going to be my alternator, so I was like, shit. Well, maybe I should start looking for an alternator, but I ran it for another hour at camp and nothing happened. So I was like, okay. All my voltage went up. Nothing happened. So it's like, okay, cool, whatever. Everybody else got to camp. As I said, we helped pack them out. We chilled out. Austin and them wanted to go do a trail ride, so we went and did a trail ride, came back. And I think we just kind of relaxed. We just kind of sat by the fire. Everybody chit-chatted. There were like five fires. There was a lot of people. And like, we had all an Indiana group. They were all separate. We had like three other fires, and then we had some other newcomers that had a fire down a little bit. But it was a lot of fun. You can kind of go in between people, say hi, go back to your own little group and chill out for a little bit. And we saw a lot of people that I haven't seen in probably since the last time. Like, we saw Hassan and Ivan. Those people I haven't seen in a long time. So that was cool. Then the next day, Austin, Tom, and I think just us, we're going to go on a little trail ride because we didn't feel like doing the whole Saturday trail ride that Derek does. Just because, like, we kind of did it last year. We kind of knew what we were doing. So we wanted to go find some new trails. We wanted to go and see what shit we could get into. So we started up doing that. Tom said he needed to get gas at some point. So we started the trails. And then all of a sudden I'm like, oh, shit, Tom, we've been out for like an hour and a half. What's your gas at? He's like, empty. I'm like, ah, fuck. Sienna got out her tablet. We started navigating the trails to get back into town. Got back into town. Tom spent a cool, like, $100 filling his vehicle up because he uses premium.
Oh, and, geez, I was wondering about that.
Yeah. And we went to go stop across the street because if you're in that Paradise area, there's a gas station right there on the four-way, and then there's, like, a little restaurant across the street. They got little knickknacks over there. So we went across the street to the pizza place. They were closed, and then Austin started noticing something was going, like, weird on his rig. So he started checking things, and then he realized, like, oh, shit. He's like, I'm missing two lug nuts. And then he looked, and he's like, oh, no, I'm missing two studs. The lug nuts were gone,
too. Oh.
So he mapped two of his studs out when we were on the trail. yeah, and so we all parked, and we're trying to figure out. He had a spare tire in the back, and the spare tire mount had studs. So we were like, oh, you know, maybe we can get those out. So we're banging the spare tire mount, trying to get the studs out of it. They're like, I think these are welded in. So they were not coming out. So we're like, oh, fuck, now what? And honestly, I didn't really think of this. Like, Joe pointed it out after I had already left, but he's like, why don't you just take one stud off of every other wheel and you'll be good? I just volunteered. I was just like, why don't I just go to an auto parts store and pick you up some studs? Like, it's the least I could do for us. And he helped me out with the brake stuff earlier last time we had on a trip. So I wasn't even thinking about it. So we went to Sault Ste. Marie, which is, you know, cool hour and 20 minutes away.
Yeah.
And picked up seven studs for him, brought them back, and that took, you know, most of the rest of our day, and brought them back to the beach. Austin already had his rig all jacked up and ready. He had the studs in there in a good, like, 5 minutes. I was like, you want to go back out on the trails? It's like, fuck it, sure. But before I left to go to Sault Ste. Marie, I went to start my truck to leave, and it just didn't start. Nothing happened. There was no clicking, no sound, nothing. Just dead.
Dead.
And I'm like, oh, no. And everybody turned and looked at me because they're like, he was supposed to be leaving. And everyone goes, not two out of the three trucks. What the fuck? And, like, we're all trying to figure it out. And they're like, dude, it's got to be your alternator. And I'm like, this is fucking ridiculous. Like, I literally just went to go help Austin, and now I'm fucked. So we popped my hood. You know, we jumped it and got the truck back running. Once it was jumped, it was running fine. And I was like, okay, this is fucking weird. So I hooked my scanner up to it, tested my alternator. Good. Battery, good. Okay, what the fuck? So I start wiggling the battery, and I had a loose, my ground was loose, it turns out. The whole time.
This sounds like a loose ground at this point.
Yeah, so my negative cable, so I think it's when I went to go tow Bill, when that snap of the fucking kinetic rope yanked my battery all around. And because I have that Red Top Ultima, it's not mounted. Yeah. I don't have a block under it, so it's not, like, securely mounted. So it wiggled that battery cable. So
whenever you're starting a car, if it just goes, if it doesn't make any sound and all the lights just shut off, it's a loose ground.
Yep.
Yeah, and that was, like, the last thing on my mind at the time because I was already worried about an alternator. My mind went to an alternator first. That my battery was just so far dead. So that was super cool. We took all the crap off the ground and retightened it back on. Boom, truck started right up, no problems. Then we drove to St. Marie and back. And got back. Like I said, Austin got those things on lickety split. We went back out on the trail. We thought we would just take her easy, find some cool trails. No, we found some holes, some deep water. And we were kind of like, Austin was like, yo, I'll test them out first. And, you know, I'll walk them. If you feel like we need to walk them, I'll walk them. I'll do it. And I'm like, all right, you know, if that's the case, like, let's do it. Like, I guess I didn't toast my alternator, so I guess let's tempt fate. And so we got to a couple of these holes. He went through them. Good, 4 inches, like, not a big deal. So we got through those, started getting into some other holes down by a logging trail, and then there was, like, creek running through the trail, and it was, like, a good 15-foot hole with a creek running through both sides and, like, a swamp on either side, and we're like, this one doesn't look good. And Austin's like, well, I'll walk it. So he takes his shoes off, gets in, and he's Grinch walking. You know how the Grinch walks when he's, like, stealing presents?
Yeah.
Like, he's high-stepping it? That's how Austin was, because that water was cold. And we're laughing. He's going through it. Boom. He's up to his knees in water. And we're like, oh, fuck. And then he keeps going. Boom. Past his knees. And we're like, oh, no. We're like, we're pretty far into this trail already. And he comes back, and he's like, well, it felt like it was rock bottom. I don't think anything's going to happen. So we're like, all right, you know, and then it kind of went up after that. So we went through that one. Ooh, that was pretty deep. It went up to just past my winch. And we were like, yeah, okay. Yep, this is starting to get a little shitsy. And we get into the next one, same thing. We're like, okay, all right, we need to get out of here. We're not going to be backtracking through this. And then we get into this. There's like a Y. There's, like, a bypass through logging camp. Like, it's a log area. There's, like down trees and stumps and shit. You can tell someone bypassed it over through that. And then you could see ruts going into, like, a 30-foot-long water hole. And he started walking in that, or he started driving in it, and the whole front end of his truck dipped down into it. And he goes, nope. Fucking smashes reverse and backs up. And I look at him and I'm like, oh, buddy. He's like, yeah. So we start walking this left, and the mosquitoes out there are just in clouds at this point. So we're running pretty much. He checks out this other path that it Ys again. And there's another 30-foot hole. And that one you can see mud ruts going into it. And we're like, yep, we're not making that. But you could go through, it was just like regular ground where someone had obviously driven. And we're like, well, we'll just go through that. So we go through that. And that was pretty rough. I thought I slashed my sidewall because I had went up a route And then my whole truck dropped down, and it sounded like my tire pop, but I think it was just the way that it slid down.
It's just Gavin being paranoid.
Yeah, for real. Yeah, I'm always really overly paranoid, especially when we're out in the middle of nowhere. So we got to this. Once we got past that, why it took us to another, like, 30-foot hole. And we're like, well, fuck it, dude. After just doing all that, we got to go through this. And turned out that one wasn't so bad. That was up almost towards the top of our wheels. So we were like, okay. And there's a couple more holes after that where it was like just about the same. And we're like, okay, we're done. We're done with the water holes now. Like anytime. And then finally we get out and we're like, yeah, okay, I think we're done. Like that was enough. Like it was getting late. And so we went out, turned around, and then found another trail and took that because it was a trail that was like parallel with the road we have to take to get back to camp. So we took that. That was cool. That was a little side-by-side like trail. It was a legal trail. We could drive on it. But you could tell all day side-by-side drivers have been on it because all the kicked out dirt around every single corner.
Mm-hmm.
So we went down that one. And that was just a nice, beautiful trail. There was a little bit of technical stuff, I guess, just being tight and, you know, really tight to side trees and stuff like that. Interesting. Alex is over here changing his background. But
hey, dude.
Yeah. But yeah, so we got back to camp, and after all the vehicles have gone down that trail got much worse, much ruttier. You could not go 20 mile an hour down it. You could barely go 10. So there was a lot more like technical driving to it. And then we started doing like, there was like, you go through a couple of sand traps and there's dunes on either side, little hills and stuff that you could go and drive up. So we started like bebopping on those, started taking the sand hills and stuff. And then we got back into camp and kind of relaxed and just took her easy. And then Sunday, a lot of people packed up. They were all pretty much heading home. And then there was a pretty nice group of us that stayed. But a lot of the guys, like, I guess Saturday, that trail ride got pretty gnarly.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the one where they did that one little bit?
That what?
That, like, really gnarly puddle?
Yeah. That was pretty gnarly. People got some damage to their vehicles on that one.
Oh, I wish I could have been there.
You probably would have crawled up it. Some of the Sequoias actually did okay on it. But, like, one of the Forerunners, I think it was Nick's Forerunner, he just sent that fucking thing, and he just, like, the side bashed into the wall, like, the ground, and he, like, banged up the side of his, and then, forget who else, someone else did something, too, and... But they got all through that. They had to winch a couple people out. Like, Zach had to get winched out. But, I mean, a lot of people weren't making it through it. So, again, it's not bad for the first couple cars. But after you get, you know, 15 cars through a mud pit, it starts getting kind of crazy. So, they got through that, did their trip. Ed, Rebecca, Steven, David, Katona, a couple other guys, they went and decided to do an 11-mile hike at the same time, do the pictured rock hike. And they were trying to get other people to come, and nobody wanted to go and walk 11 miles on vacation. Like, they were all like, nah, you guys are crazy. They had, like, the baby they were going with, and we were like, no, there's no way. Ivan, I think, went.
Their hike looked like a lot of fun, though.
Oh, it was gorgeous, but they left, like, a little bit after we did, and they didn't come back till, like, 11 at night. They were like, it's only supposed to be a few hours. It took them at least 8. It could have been more. Like, they were out all fucking day. They didn't come back till like 11, and we were like, holy shit, dude. And everybody's like hobbling, and they're like, yeah, it was a little harder than we thought. Like, but it was beautiful, apparently.
It sounded like the Leatherwood trip. Everyone went on that trail and didn't think it was gonna take so long.
I was like, dude, you have a kid. It's going to take longer. I know it. Like, nothing's ever as easy as it says. So.
Right.
So they had fun, and, you know, we all hung out to the fire till like 1 and went to bed, and like I said, Sunday, everybody pretty much went home. Ed and Rebecca, they ended up staying till, for a while, Monday. Joe stayed till Monday. Mike and Melissa, Mike and Lisa, they stayed till Monday. So we all kind of hung out. We got to go play at the beach a little bit because those couple of days, it got actually pretty hot, so we were out swimming. And then we all decided to leave, and I was going to stay till Wednesday, but I was kind of done with the sand, man. They're fucking sanding everything. Like, the kid, the first day when it was all wet, muddy sand, and it was, like, really hard to get off, he was, like, trying to be a good kid. He, like, walked inside the tent, took his shoes off, and went to go hit them to, like, knock all the sand out outside of the tent, but instead knocked them off inside of the tent. So he knocked all the sand off of his shoes inside of the tent and then placed his shoes on the outside of the tent. And I'm like, you sad. and then had, like, ankle-deep, like, inch-thick, like, caked-on sand feet and ran up my fucking sleeping bag to, like, come jump on me and play with me. I'm like, dude, you just got sand everywhere. Oh, man. It was fun, though. We got sand everywhere. And we were thinking about just stopping somewhere Monday and, like, finding a different place to camp. Yeah. But at that point, like, we were already had made pretty good time. And nobody was going to camp with us. And that was, like, part of the fun. So we were just like, fuck it, let's just go home and take these next couple days to relax and recuperate and this and that. So that's what we did. And then about an hour from coming home, I started getting this weird rubbing, like, from Kalkaska. It was like with the tire rotations, and I thought my diff or something was fucking up, like my rear diff. And so we drove it around like this car wash trying to figure out what was going on with it. And I'm hoping, because it stopped after, but there's a piece of the front wheel well that was like the rubber plastic was peeled off and rubbing up against the tread on my tire. Why do you look like you're in The Simpsons?
That's what it is.
Just messing around. but yeah, some rubber was, I think, touching their tread, and it was making that rubbing sound, so...
Yeah,
I'm hoping that was it. We didn't really have any other like vibrations or issues with that since. So we drove home. Everything was good. Emptied all of our food out of my fridge. My fridge did fucking great, honestly. I was really happy with how that handled. Like, the days were colder, so it lasted a few days without having to drive anywhere. So my power bank left some things to be desired, but I think it's just getting old. We've had it for a few years, and it's just starting to... Some of the ports aren't working exactly how they should. Just kind of blah. But overall, good trip. We did buy chicken we were going to do barbecue with, and that went bad. But that was like super cheap chicken from Walmart, and we were going to cook it up as soon as we could. Yeah, I had it double or triple ziplocked because we took it out of the freezer, like the tray that they put them in.
Yeah.
And I opened up both ziplocks and smelled it, and I was like, oh, fuck, no. Closed that shit up, put it in my trasheroo, and I was like, nope, guess we're eating something else. That was nasty.
Good thing you got all those Mountain House meals.
Yeah, we actually over-prepared on food, so we were good. We had a couple dozen of eggs. We had a couple different pastas we could have done. So we did good. We had some Spam. We had Austin's dad, Tom. We pretty much adopted him this trip and just fed him every morning for breakfast. So we had, like, eggs and chorizo one day. We fed him. We had jambalaya one night. We fed him. So he's always fun to have around. But yeah, I mean, that was pretty much a trip. We did a lot of trails. We did a lot of, like, sand duning.
Mm-hmm.
Did a lot of exploring, and it was a blast, dude.
Yeah, it looked like a fun trip. It's not really Not usually my scene, but that's a trip I think I would have enjoyed.
Yeah, I honestly think this trip you would have loved because it was a base camp style.
Yeah.
And like, it was, you're free to do whatever, really. Like, it's not like you have to do any of the trail rides or anything, because we didn't. But we got there. All of our favorite people were there to kind of hang out and talk with. It was like an extended rigs and coffee, because you could go and like see everybody's rigs. We're like, how's your solar set up? Like, what are you using for this? So that was super cool. And then, of course, you get to hang out, drink beer, and relax and chit chat for a while. That's cool. Oh, we had an engagement.
I mean, drink. What?
Yeah, dude. Yeah, we had an engagement. I think it was Abe.
I saw that.
Yeah, he proposed to his...
No, it...
Was it Abe?
No, it was...
I can't remember who it was. Sorry, whoever
God
that was.
God damn it. Mario.
Mario,
Was it Mario?
Yeah, he proposed at Chris Point. That's super cool, dude. That's the second trip I've seen an engagement. Like, last trip, there was someone proposed at Bond Falls, but it wasn't part of our group. And then this one, someone proposed. So that was pretty cool, dude.
So congrats to Mario and Kristen.
Congrats, Mario.
Yeah, they're pretty great.
They are.
Both of them.
So happy for them. I mean, it was just such a fun. It was so fun. It was so laid back. You guys would have loved it. There wasn't really anything bad that happened. I mean, everybody's shit got fixed. Other than on the way out, the day before, I think it was Sunday, one of the newer guys, Eric, his trailer, his axle fucking snapped.
Yeah, I saw that.
So that snapped on the way in.
Oh, on the way in?
Well, they bent on the way in.
Oh, okay.
Through all the sand traps. Because that trail is not like a go-fast trail. Like, and people were hitting it pretty quick. Not meant for trailers without any type of suspension. It had, like, leaf suspension. Very basic, like, utility trailer. Not really meant for trails. And, like, when he came into camp, his wheels were cockeyed like this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they were fucked. So we kind of knew that it probably wasn't a great chance coming out. And he got out, left Sunday, and we heard 30 minutes later that he was stuck in one of the sand traps. Kevin got him out of that. And then shortly after, when he got into some of the bumps, the whoops or whatever, he snapped his right axle, which is, I don't even know if you count it as an axle. It was not. It was a shaft about 4 inches that went into like square tubing that was welded into it. So with the amount of weight he had on it, hitting the shit he did, it's really not a surprise. So we tried a couple things. First thing we tried to do was like drill a hole through the shaft and the tubing and throw like a bolt through it to try to get him out. And that lasted about 100 yards before the bolt sheared and the tubing bent again after hitting more of those. Then we tried the old log skid trick, and that lasted a little while until the strap broke from hitting like the ground and shit, and then the log fucking came out, and Joe kept having to get his high lift jack out every single time to get this thing off. It was getting to be a pain in the ass. And then third time, his fender was almost completely ripped off, so we ended up using the fender as a ski. And the fender worked for a little bit, and then that ripped off as well.
Jesus.
So at that point, everyone's just fucking tired. Eric's tired of it. Like, we've been out there for a few hours, and we're like, dude, just drag it. So,
Gavin Stein.
Yeah, just coughed. So... So Eric just dragged the fucking trailer out the rest of the way, on the leaf spring, and we just fucking made do with it, because at that point, we're all fucking tired of it.
Yeah. No, it sounds like it was a hell of a experience.
It was fun, man. It was good to help other people, and, he got out with that. We parked it on the side of the dirt road, took all the stuff of importance out of it that we could, put it in his truck. He came back Monday afternoon to the flatbed, picked it up and left. So nothing was stolen. He was good to go. So yeah, I mean, everything was cool. It was a fun ass trip, dude. I did realize that at some point I have to get a diesel heater and I can't keep waiting.
Yeah, I was wondering how cold it was up there for you guys. It was cold down here when it came to camping.
It got pretty cold. It was in the 40s. And the one night we were all pretty chilly. And I was really hoping for a diesel heater. And I was talking to Mike and Lisa's kid, Olivia. She's such a sweetheart. She's like talking about how cold it got in the tent. And I was like, you know what you should do? And she goes, what? And I'm whispering at her, and I'm like, you need to tell your dad that you need a diesel heater. And they're more efficient than a propane buddy heater. And then you can run it off of the battery that they already has. And she goes, oh, I'm going to do that. She's like, and you know, packages just randomly show up at our door anyway from him. Like, totally ratted him out. And I was like, yeah, that's kind of how it goes. Like, and so as we're talking about it, I hear... and I look over, there's a fucking duct going into their tent. I'm like, Olivia, I think you're gonna be warm tonight. She goes, what? I said, I think your dad has a fucking diesel heater. she goes and climbs up into the tent. It's like 65-70 degrees in there. She goes, ooh, I'm gonna be warm. And I was like, dude, that was perfect timing how that happened. So yeah, dude, it was just a blast being able to talk to these people I haven't seen in so long. And you know, got home safe. Everything was fine. Nobody had anything catastrophic happen. So, all in all, good trip, dude. Honestly.
Nobody had anything catastrophic happen. They literally dragged a trailer off the trail.
Yeah, I mean, that wasn't catastrophic. Well, I mean, that's not like your... It'd be one thing if, like, your truck blew up, but, like, the trailer detached, you could still get home, like... So, I mean... Yes, the trailer sucked, and Nick hitting the side of that trail when he was trying to get up it did some body damage, but, you know, Nick's a cool dude. He didn't have any issues. Like, he knew that's kind of just, it happens. Body damage happens on trails sometimes, you know? I almost ripped the mirror off my truck going through a trail.
Oh, yeah. I don't know anyone who has done that.
Yeah. I thought I did. I was like wiggling the housing, everything was good. Dude, I just hit a tree hard enough to leave a mark on the tree, like took the bark off it. Thankfully, it didn't rip my mirror off, but that was rough.
Yeah, I don't know anyone who would just rip their mirror off, man.
Twice.
Yeah, at the same trail, at the same point on the trail.
Same side, too.
Same side, everything. Even after it was an autograph special edition.
Yeah,
I don't think it was autographed, but
it wasn't autographed.
No,
she got
autographed. Clear coated.
So, on your little diesel heater thing, though, me and Mark did recently have a powwow, and we designed ours, so we just got to order parts.
Yep.
But yeah, and really, you can use one to power and to heat all of your stuff, because one will...
That's what we're talking.
Tent, like, yeah, one will heat a tent super well, so you could split it off and wire it into, like, a hub for three different tents or so and keep everyone warm.
Easy. That is our plan, and the canopy, so that we have a heated canopy.
Yep.
That'll be really nice. When's the plan going to be executed on that one?
When I'm done having to buy parts nonstop. Actually, I don't have to buy parts. I haven't bought any parts for like a good 4 or 5 months.
Yeah.
And then wheel bearings full of mud. They're so full of mud, dude.
Yeah. I got to go through, and when I get my check, I'm going to buy a few parts. I'm going to buy an alternator from Rock Auto and just have one of those on deck. It's just one of those things. Like, everybody's, like, I even made a little Instagram post on it, and everyone's like, yep, been through a few of those, like, everybody on Toyotas. Even there was a guy with a Nissan that was like, yep, I've been through a couple of those because they're low-mounted. And it's like, huh. So, I mean, it's better to have one. And then I can just warranty out my AutoZone one the next time and then just keep that rotated. So,
right.
Alternators.
Yeah, I've never had an alternator fail on my Tacoma or my Toyota, but I have had a starter fail, and that was not fun.
Yeah.
No.
Because that is not in a convenient spot to replace.
But no crazy storms this week, so that was good. We left before it happened. It was a good thing we left before Wednesday, because Tuesday and Wednesday were like shitty up there, so we left at a good time.
And you had to get home in time for this.
Yeah.
Well, I would have got home at like 1 today if that was the case, but yeah. Either way, I forgot today was Wednesday. I was like, oh, shit, I forgot that's today.
Yeah, I put in the group chat, I'm like, can't wait to hear about Gavin's stories. And he's like, oh, that's today.
Oh, yeah. Whoops.
After he abandoned us last weekend. But hey, I mean, if that's your whole rap there, Gavin, your whole rap on raps on non-rap day.
Yeah.
Extended rap.
I would.
Yes.
I would say we got some housekeeping and mention Cords and Calf, but this episode comes out after Cords and Calf has happened. So
yeah, I gotta remember
that.
We could
Don't forget about Cords and Calf.
Yeah, we can discuss our new drink we found for the season.
Oh, I have it right here. You're right. I've been sitting here silently enjoying it.
I thought Alex got a new computer chair. And I was like, yeah, I'll take your old one. Change the background. So he's like sitting in like a exotic
car. A Porsche. Yeah, it's a Porsche 911.
I'm like, 911. Damn, you got a nice one.
I got a couple cool backgrounds now. Like, 1 second. You must not have been watching me rotate through these. It was really fun.
I know. I saw them. I was just, it was distracting me. I was trying to.
Like, now I'm in a Lexus.
His dream car.
A good Lexus. It's not even my dream car. It's just the one I could find. There's this one, which is fun. Mm-hmm. Flying a plane.
Yes.
Stop gunning it.
A jet.
See what else do I got here?
He's having too much fun with this.
Oh, now I'm in my bedroom.
That's Zelda.
It is Minish Cap. I just finished Minish Cap a couple of weeks ago. So I can't say that. Oh, you distracted me. I'm sorry. So yes, Blake's Hard Cider has come out. Our dear friends who make El Chavo have come out with a new one called Cider Mill Donut. It is a cinnamon sugar donut cider.
Okay, I might have to try that one.
It's really freaking good.
Bring that.
It's really good.
Oh, yeah. I'll pick up a pack.
It's really, really good.
Yeah. Because we could do a little fire at Cords and Calf. And...
That's the plan?
Yeah.
Mark is actually camping there Friday night. Yeah. So.
Oh, you know what? Let me see if... I'll see what Sienna's doing. Maybe I could do that, too. Maybe Alex can figure out a way.
It's close enough that I actually plan on kind of doing it.
Yeah. Well, we'll see.
The problem is... So, I'll come hang out Friday night, but I got to go home Friday night.
Yep.
Because the problem is, but then I have to come back to my house in the morning to do chores to then come back to that spot.
He has birds now, so he can't do what he did the other weekend.
It's okay.
It's just going to be better if I just come hang out, go home, come back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot less monies. And all of that is dependent on if my wheel bearings come in time, because I might have to get rides.
Yeah.
So.
Well, that'll be fun. Cords and Calf will be fun. Are we going to do any? We're doing like coffee and shit, right?
Yeah, coffee.
Yep.
Donuts.
That's it.
Dog nuts.
If you want to do donuts, you can buy everyone donuts.
We'll see what our stuff looks like, because I don't know if Sienna gets paid this Friday. I don't think she does. So, if I somehow get my check before then, I'll buy donuts for everybody.
But, yeah, Cords and Calf will be fun. I'm really excited to talk about how cool it was to every listener that didn't show up.
You hear that?
Yeah.
Guilt trips.
Yeah.
Well, on that note. Oh. God, you had to ruin it. Also, it's been 50 minutes without a ding.
I know.
And your birds.
Fucking Cody.
All right. Well, on that note, we will talk to you guys on the next one.
Yeah, catch you later.
Later.